Yes.
Okay, we are continuing in the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah about the laws of Shabbos. We're almost halfway through it. And he discusses there's different mitzvahs of the Torah, that all the mitzvahs of the Torah correspond to different organs of the body. And we know just like there are more important organs of the body, and there's less important organs of the body. And we know that, so he begins with the word yesh mitzvahs. There's certain mitzvahs. You got that? There are certain mitzvahs. Shafilu in pasha adam, even though the person intentionally transgressed va'avar aleihem, who nikra, he's still called the olam haba. He still gets to go to olam haba, but he's called rak b'shem bal mum. He's called one who has a blemish. Now the brackets. V'gamze genai godel hu lenetzach. You should know that that eternally is a blemish. That's a embarrassment. It's a shame. D'yadua masha kosev harav Chaim Vital v'shar kedusha, because it is known what Rav Chaim Vital said in the Shar HaKedusha, v'chena groba mishle, the hachabola imotz l'natzach, that wound will remain eternally, benavsho, in his soul, but also ha'ever in that particular body part, shepashabal, he transgressed, al ritzon Hashem yisbarach, that it's transgressed the will of Hashem. V'nimtza comes out, im lo hiniach tefillin, if he never put on tefillin, af im yikayim kol mitzvahs, even he did all the other mitzvahs, yiyah bal mum biyado, he'll have a blemish on his hand. When he gets up for the resurrection, everyone's going to get up strong in all their body parts. He's going to be blemished with that left hand forever. Then the merit that a person does by fulfilling a mitzvah with his body parts, they merit eternally living that way. Kol mitzvah shevarach mitzvahs mechaya esever shevarach ashayach lo. Every one of the 248 mitzvahs gives life to that particular limb that corresponds to it. Kmo she'anu omrim, as we say in the second bracha on the Torah, v'chaye olam, an eternal life, not tap b'sochenu, he implanted within us. V'kevin she'over b'sha'ot nefesh al mitzvahu, since he transgressed this mitzvah with his own arrogance, as it were, ein lo mishichaya severhu, there's nothing to give life to that body part. V'kama yismar merachach, how much he's going to bemoan afterwards. Ha'adam, ha'hu, this person, alzeh, on this point, ha'kol yedu es godel hamroso b'Hashem yisrael. Everyone knows how great is one's rebelling against Hashem in the midst of tefillin. V'chein kai gavnen, so in this way, imiya balmum bishari varm, if he's going to be blemished in other body parts, al yidei shari dvarm shkilka, for other things that he messed up. Kumodis b'shari, when you find the targum in Koheles on the pasuk sof devar hakol nishma. What does it mean? At the end. At the end, everything's going to be heard. Tehainu, it means delab sof. At the end, hakol yisparsim leinei kol. It's all going to be made public to everybody. Valkein, and therefore, how does the pasuk end? Es Elokim yirei, you have to fear God, ves mitzvah sav, tishmor, and his mitzvahs you should guard. Gizel kolodim, that's the whole person. Ritzon lomer, what does he mean to say? Sharamach mitzvah saseh v'shasa lavim shenishmor adim b'mei chayev yibona l'asid kolodim. That the 240 positive mitzvahs and the 365 negative mitzvahs that a person was careful in his lifetime will rebuild the person in the future. V'nimtza kishiyakum, when he gets up, via balmum be'eza aver, if he's going to be handicapped in a certain body part, or shiskalkalo eza gid migidov, or any one of his sinews is going to be messed up, hamuchavanim negat shasal lavim shabtar, that corresponds to 365 negatives, yisbona kol, everyone's going to reflect, eza mitzvah sase olav avar b'shut nevesh, everyone's going to know which mitzvah you did not do, or whatever you did do arrogantly. And how much shame and embarrassment you're going to have eternally. It's all provided that you did not do tshuva, obviously. A person does sincere tshuva and changes his ways, it doesn't have to be that way. So don't have to feel bad, even no matter how old you are. You could do tshuva. Now, let's go back. That was all a bracket. Now, so that means, but those were not vital organs. We have not been speaking about vital organs versus vital mitzvahs. Yesh inyanim shehem neged harosh v'lev. But there's other things that correspond to the head and the heart. Shem ikar chiyas hanefesh hakdosh. That's the main life source for the holy soul. For example, kama emuna v'Hashem u'torasu, like emuna of Hashem and in His Torah, believing Hashem and believing His Torah. V'inyan shmir Shabbos and shir Shabbos to gam ken yisodim, it's the foundation of our emuna. Dim yechzer lo anyanim amhem. If you're missing these things, kfar nistalek kol ikar achiyas v'naf shakdosh. It's removed the primary life force from his holy soul. K'shechai ba'olam hazeh, when he lives in this world, he'll have nothing to get up at the time of the resurrection. Which means he ain't getting up. He ain't getting up. Scary.
Yep.
Okay, this is all non-Hasidus, so it's a litfish. But it's still scary. Now, therefore, the merit of keeping Shabbos properly, the way the halacha dictates, will help to bring mechila to all the other averas that you've done, as it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, anyone who watches Shabbos carefully, the way the halacha says, afilu chata kedor enosh, even if he sinned like the generation of Enosh that rebelled against God, Mochalim lo, he is forgiven. Shenemar, it says, Ashrei Enosh. Fortunate is that Enosh means a person, but it's a double nintandra.
Yeah.
Right? Yas is those who does this. Uven Adam, Yachazikba, and the person who grabs onto this. Shemir Shabbos, we read it yesterday, 2 days ago. Mechalalov, Shemir Yadom, it says, Kol Ra. The person who grabs on and it keeps the Shabbos from desecrated and watches his hand from doing evil. Al tikre mechalalo. Don't read the words mechalalo to desecrate it, but ela mochulo. Read that he is forgiven. Umashomer kehilchaso. What does it mean kehilchaso? Like the law? Mishum shiadu. That's known. Sheish lametes avos malachus. There's 39 primary prohibited activities. Uvachal of and whichever and with every one of the primary ones, kama v'chama tolados. There's many, many. What do you call it? Subsidiaries of it. Ubishalmi Paraklal Gordel and Jerusalem Talmud, it says, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Lishlokish, Diku Kolkach, they looked so hard, at Shematzu B'chol Av Lametes Toladas. They found in every Av 39 Toladas. So 39 times 39 is a little under 1,600. Okay. And that's what the Gemara is hinting to when it says Sheishmer Shabbos Kalacha. You should watch the Shabbos properly. Not to desecrate it in any way. And this is all without looking into the Kabbalistic understanding of Shabbos, because it's not just keeping the halachas. There's a whole other aspect of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's in terms of this. Okay, now. But how are we going to get to that level? Shishmer Shabbos b'chol pratov, to keep Shabbos with every detail. The best solution is shira lizoraz es atzma. You have to, get yourself alacritous. Lilmod hilchas Shabbos, to learn the laws of Shabbos. V'alach sar aleha tamid, you have to review them constantly. K'dei sheyeda ha'os serva mutter, to know what's permitted and prohibited. Because if not so, afil yilma kolin yonim hamusorim hamizaris and shira Shabbos karoi. Even if you learn all the musar aspects of how important it is to keep Shabbos, and you want to keep Shabbos, and you are trying to keep Shabbos, you are. You don't go to work. But lo yo won't help you. Remember, the Mishnah Berurah wrote these halachas. There were no English form. You could take just a 4-volume English sefer and learn it. So they didn't have that in those days, right? But it won't help. And he gives another bracket. A metaphor to that is kagon shikar lo hefset pisom shemordu bahamosav uborcha lohem b'shabbos. Let's say, for example, his animals all of a sudden decided to rebel and run away. O avazim v'tarnegolim, or his ducks and his chickens. Shikonis emachis, just bought them. Lohurgo lo babais, they're not used to being domesticated. Uborcha, they ran away. Mamaod nakalo, it's so easy for the person, lihi koshel, to stumble, beiser tzida, with the prohibition of catching, doraisa, which is biblical, kishayis besame, when he grabs them, when he catches them. Vegama niri lonachri, he transgresses, telling a non-Jew, lutav somebody to grab with his hands. Lohutar gonzai, it's also not allowed in that situation. Vilohayo lo made hadin, if he were to learn the law, hayodea ofen hamut, he'd know the permitted way to do it. What would be the permitted way? Shiomer, he would say, kolamatzel eina mafsid. Whoever saves them won't lose. O shomer lenachar, you tell the non-Jew, shiachnis hafazim v'taregol l'makam delay speit tzidreisa. Tell the non-Jew to put them in a place where there's not biblical entrapment. Kigon, for example, vayis gadol, a big house. Sheina kala tofsim, you can't grab them so easily. Achachish nechazim, even though they've been brought into there. That was a permitted way. When Isa Gemara, we find the Gemara. The hecha de lo mote le b'chatshik, we can't get it in one grabbing. Le speit tzidreisa is not biblical catching. So there's permitted ways to save your flocks. But you're not going to know. You're all confused. You're going to desecrate. Odorach mashal, or another example. Shekora, it happens. Shenidluka hamapa shal shum shabbos. Let's say your napkin, your serviette, catches on fire on Shabbos. You're a bowl of a person's confused over his money. You're talking, it's possible. Shemipnei said, because that Yamar Lachabas Gam Ki Odeh Shuasar, he'll quickly put it out, even though he knows it's prohibited. Because he doesn't know the permitted way. When we love it, Hilchas Shabbos, he knows the loss of Shabbos, Yeda Ofanamut, he knows the way this, it is a permitted way to stop the fire. Dahina, which is Sheyishbach Maimala Makam Shalachas Eish, spread, put water on the place where the fire hasn't gone yet. Oh, Sheyikra Lovi Gilulam Chabas, or then you could call a goy to put it out. How about the prohibition of borer, selecting? Motzi ma'od, that's found very much, lihi kashal, to stumble, mipnei chaser nidir, because of a lack of knowledge. Derech mashal, for example, if you have meat from two different types of animal, right, let's say cold cuts, right, two different cuts of cold cuts, and they're mixed up, and you want to separate one from the other and leave it for a while. That's completely not allowed, as the poskim say. But what do you have to do? Take what you want now. And everything stays behind. Or scraping off the fat that's on the milk. It's called smetana. Whatever the stuff that solidifies on the top. But tzimtzum yesh b'zeh, and you do it carefully, yesh b'zeh mishum borer, you have borer. El yineach ma'at letzad achalah, but rather leave a little next to the milk, o shikach mechalimah, or take the milk from it. V'kam v'kam halachos v'inim borer, there's many, many laws regarding borer. V'chem halachos dosh, v'lisha, u'malabein, so too with the malach of threshing, kneading, whitening, u'bishare avas malachos, or other primary malachos. Who doesn't learn this? A person can easily stumble in them. Shenimza comes out. She called Echad in each, every one of them. There's so many detailed halachas that pertain to biblical violations. Especially in the areas of cooking, keeping something on the stove before Shabbos. Or hatmana, what's the English word for that?
Insulating.
Who hilchas arabsim? That's very big halachas. Bahar bechiluke didim on the gilamaisa. Very many halachas that pertain to specific actions. Kvar heid bano hagon bal urim betumim besifro yaris dvash. The author of the urim betumim in his sefer yaris dvash already testifies. Ki efshar klal b'mitzias. It's totally impossible. This is Rabbi Yonis and Avishitz. That's the thing you see every Thursday when you get that sheet of paper.
Yeah.
It's impossible. She not so Mr. Shabbos to be saved from the laws of Shabbos, im lo yilmud kol adinim al borim heitev heitev, unless you learn those laws very, very carefully. What's one of the reasons why people aren't so learned in these halachas? Neshalocha chamurahi ma'od, it's very hard halachas. You can't understand it well from the Shulchan Aruch. Unless you first know the roots of the laws from the Gemara and the Poskim. Well, that ain't let them panay bismanenu. Now people don't have time nowadays. They rove had tirda umutzuka says mam v'sein ram because of the abundance of the troubles we have and the pressures of the time because of our abundant sins. Besides the fact there's so many different opinions in the poskim, because as I went into great detail when we learned the first volume of this Mishnah Berurah, look over there. Therefore, I got up and I aroused myself with Hashem's help to clarify this very difficult halachas. Each and every law, its reasons, and from the Gemara and from the Poskim. And I also clarify what the conclusion of the latter rabbis is. I'll call prat on every detail according to the earlier Poskim argued on. So too, in many difficult places, and he lists the simonim that are especially difficult. And guess what? The second and third and the sixth, the early ones, are very difficult ones. Okay? Va'od baharbe baharbe simonim, many simonim. Asisi psicha, many times when it was hard, asisi psicha mitchila, I'd give an introduction to begin with. Kideshi ben okel, achakas would be easy afterwards. La'vin divrei Shulchan Aruch, to understand the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Ubekama of us malachas, and many of the primary malachas, lokatati es hashirashim divrei Rambam, I gathered up the roots from the words of the Rambam, Ushar Yishonim, other early rabbis, Kideshi yed halacha bir in order so we could know the halacha clearly. Gam kibatz nubal misifer achonim, we also gathered up from the latter rabbis, Odkama in yonim chadashim, hamutsum bismil maseh. Imagine, we brought from later Achronim new situations that are in our times in the 1900s. That 100 years ago was new things that didn't exist in the times of Shulchan Aruch. Obviously, Mishnah Berurah certainly would agree that his work would need updating 100 years later as well because of the new times that happened. And therefore, I wish, with the help of Hashem, anyone's going to now learn the halacha, yeda kol din betama v'nikol halacha l'maisa, to learn every law with its reasons to halacha l'maisa. For even nachon, it's proper l'chol yorei v'chari d'dvar Hashem. Anyone who fears the word of Hashem, l'chonin chabura someone halacha Shabbos, to prepare himself groups to learn halacha Shabbos, because we shouldn't stumble in them. Could isa v'yalkut reish parshas v'yakel, as it says in the yalkut at the beginning of parshas v'yakel. Amalek Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, "Asei lecha kihilos gedolos. Make for yourself big groups. Udrosh lifneim barabim hilchos Shabbos and teach publicly the laws of Shabbos. If you're doing this known, Shishmir Shabbos kitikuna. A person who watches Shabbos according to the way it was established. Hu keiruv ligaula. It brings closely the redemption. Kamo shomer Chazal, as a rabbi said, Il mole shomer yisol shtei Shabbatot. If the Jewish people would only keep two Shabboses, niyad hayu nigolim, they would immediately be redeemed, shenemers, it says, etc., etc." So that's the Hakdama. So we have to be persistent to learn these halachas properly. Okay, now we're going to start Simon Reish Mem Beis. Okay. And there's a little bit of an introduction. You don't think the Peace Gate Chuvas wants to get into the little bit of the introduction. So we'll just do his, I'll do outside his introduction a little bit, just a little. It's very short, it's much shorter, and I'll say it outside. So he says, we have to be very careful for the honor of Shabbos. Brings in the Yalkut. Oh, first he brings on exactly what the Mishnah Berurah said, that last thing, the very last thing. But Hashem told Moshe to get groups to learn Hilchos Shabbos, where he was taught to teach the Jews what's permitted and what's not allowed in the laws of Shabbos, and some of the Musar, to bring in some Yiras Shemayim into us. And so that, and the and to know that the reason we don't work is because it is a holy day, and to disengage ourselves from thinking about the foolish things, but rather to bring delight to our souls in the ways of Hashem, and to go to the rabbis and the prophets and to hear the words of Hashem as well. And we should be free from our work in honor of the Shabbos so we can establish in our souls the belief in God's supervision and how he created the world and the Torah and everything's from Shemayim. That's what Shabbos is for. Right? That's what we have to spend the time on that. It's not just to know the halachas. You have to understand what you're trying to accomplish on Shabbos. And just like keeping the Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvahs, so it is to learn it and to teach Hilchos Shabbos is equal to learning and teaching all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And you bring bracha and a good spiritual influence to the person beyond what's typical. And the Taz already writes that Shmir Shabbos, according to Halacha, it atones more than Yom Kippur. That even if a person transgresses, averes that the punishment is kares, or a death penalty, that keeping the Shabbos with tshuva, obviously, will give the person mechila without having to suffer and die, which Yom Kippur cannot help us with. Okay? So who's a foolish person who doesn't want to review the laws of Shabbos so he'll know how to be careful in them? Shabbos is different than every other mitzvah because with all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, when we come to rabbinic issues, when it comes to rabbinic issues by the laws of Shabbos, we say we always go lenient. Safik d'rabbanan l'kula. However, in the laws of Shabbos, there's a concept called churma de Shabbos, the stringency of Shabbos. You find in many places where the poskim, paskin, initially we have to be strict, even if it's only a rabbinic issue, because Shabbos is so strict. And therefore it's placed on everyone to be an expert in the laws of Shabbos, and to establish time for himself to review them until they are fluent in his mouth and his heart without forgetting them. And all the mitzvahs that depend on, that Shabbos depends on, and the honor and the pleasure of Shabbos, it's an external expression to the internal reality of the person who is moving from the world of the mundane to the world of holiness and getting close to the King. Okay? So in other words, all the external things we do to keep Shabbos is just reflecting an internal reality. So we should have more kavana in davening on Shabbos and learning Torah and cleaving to Hashem. As it says, Shabbos l'Hashem elekecha. Shabbos is for Hashem, your God. Okay, so now, that wasn't too long. Now we'll begin the first line. One line. That's all we can do. Okay, Siman Reish Mem Beis, Sif Aleph. Afilu mi shetzorach lacherim, even though someone has to come on to other people, im yesh lo ma'at mishalo, if he has a little for himself, he has to make himself alacritus. L'chavid is a Shabbos to honor the Shabbos. Okay. Take a look at this Mishnah Berurah. Just on that. Okay. Afil, Sif Katnal. We'll just start it. Hine Iker Mitzvahs Oinik Shabbos, the primary mitzvah of taking delight in the Shabbos, Nishpar Shlona is explained to us Al Yedei Nevim through the prophets. As the prophet Isaiah says, "V'karosa l'Shabbos oineg, you shall call the Shabbos a delight." V'yesh poskim, there are those poskim shesfirlu they hold the ikara hu min haTorah. Some say it's really based in the Torah. Sheshabbos hu bechlal mikroi kodesh, because Shabbos is included in the mikroi kodesh, the holiday. Shenemar, as it says in Parshas Emor, it says, "Ubiyom hashvi, on the seventh day, Shabbos Shabbaton." It's a Shabbos of Shabboses. Mikra Kodesh, it's called holy, etc. Umikra Kodesh, and what does Mikra Kodesh mean? Pershu Chazal, B'Sifra, the rabbis explained the Sifra, Dehainu Lekacho, we have to sanctify it, Ulechabdo, and to honor it, Iksus Nikia, with a clean garment, Ula Ango, and to delight in it, Ba'ena Gachila V'Shesia, and the delight of eating and drinking. Now, let's stop there. There's a period there. And there's a Piskei Tshuva already on that. So then Piskei Tshuva says, he writes, that a lot was written in the Achronim in the postgame. And in the Ber Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah concludes that even though the maskana of the poskim is that Oneg Shabbos is only rabbinic, but having a Suda with Shabbos with bread is biblical. Okay? And there we find a lot over there as well. Still in all, you got to be very careful with kavod, honoring and oneg and delighting in the Shabbos. And women are just as obliged as men. And there's many reasons why. Oh, it's a good question. Why don't we make a bracha on this? Okay, just on the fact, the bracha on the meals. Now I'm being makayim the mitzvah of eating a seuda on Shabbos. Okay, so and he brings. He says the reason we don't make a bracha brings from some of the posts because sometimes you're not chayiv to have a seuda. Let's say the guy's mamish full or he's very delicate or having a suda is not going to be helpful. Or maybe he's not eating everything at one time, just like the four cups of wine. So, okay, and other aspects of Kavod Shabbos, he says, it's not a specific thing and how to delight in it. So that's also a difficult thing. All right, we'll have to stop over here. We'll continue on this part later on. Okay, Shkayach.